This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, Tony. It's Olivia. So this one's about my sister. She is an atheist, which I have no problem with that. But she can't even explain what happened to her in her old house. So she lived in this nice little suburb home with her friend during college. I think she was in law school at the time. And she was staying with her friend. And the first day they moved in, it was a normal house, like nothing was off, but her friend was upstairs. And she just let out this blood-curdling scream and ran downstairs and looked at my sister. And she's like, "Did you throw this at me?" And my sister looked at her and she's like, "Threw what?" And she's like, "This." And she pulled up a little jewelry piece of a cross and had like little rubies on it. So basically it was like a woman's, you know, cross necklace piece. And she's like, "No, I don't have anything like that. Like, why would I throw that at you? And how could I throw it at you if I'm all the way down here?" And so they thought that was weird, and they decided to just tape it up on the wall to see what happened. Moving past that, she kind of ignored it. She thought her friend was being a little weird and just assuming stuff, but I think her first experience happened one night when her friend went out of town, and she was coming back from an evening class, and she looked up and saw one of the lights in the house on, and she saw a dark figure outline facing out towards outside. So she looked at it and it moved away from the window pretty quick. And she, of course, I don't know, I got on to her about it. I asked her, "Why would you go in the house if there could possibly be some crazy murderer?" And she just said, "I didn't think about that." And I don't know. So I got on to her about that, but she didn't think of calling the police. So she just went in there to look around and see what was going on. And she noticed that the shower and the faucet were on full blast. The room was steamy, like it was on hot. And so she turned all of it off. And since then, her cat would always face like the bathroom all the time. Like, she'll just stare into the bathroom. So my sister decided to name the spirit. Weirdly enough, she named it Barb, because after that incident, she looked and asked the real estate agent. She looked online about the history of the house. Nobody knows anything. So she assumes probably an old lady died in this house, because it's basically a female spirit due to the cross and the energy in the house. She says, like, it feels like there's a female presence on a male. She said that she would see, like, you know, shadows darting across the wall or even outside when even though there's like no cars passing by, she wouldn't see that. She would just see some shadow out there just moving across the windows. It was weird. And she thinks the ghost is nice. Personally, I didn't think so from my experience, but she had one interesting experience where she was asleep and she kept hitting snooze on her alarm for her morning class. And the door to her room, you have to shove it with your shoulder open. That door opened with ease and it creaked open, and the hallway light came into her room, and she assumed this Barb is waking me up. I think the spirit likes Victoria because she gave it, like, you know, the attention it wants. Like, okay, I understand, and like respects it. And her roommate, not so much. So I think the spirit kind of steers away from her. Not much would happen, but she would let me know what stuff did. But there was one time where she asked me when we were visiting her up and where she was at, she was out of state. She asked me to watch her puppy while her and my mom went to go get stuff for her new office. So I'm sitting there alone and I tried to ignore it all. And there's this space. So when you're in the living room, if you go out where it's like in the hallway and you have a staircase, like, you could sometimes see the corner of the second floor. If that makes sense, like, you could kind of see the second floor a bit. If you look back, you just see like if people are walking by upstairs. So I always avoided checking up there, and she does too, because she doesn't want to see anything. But I went to go find the cat because she said that she needed me to give it medicine. So I'm looking around, and of course, the cat is facing the bathroom and standing in the middle of the hall around, like she was very intrigued by something. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to ignore that. And I go and I take care of the puppy and I took a nap. And I woke up later to my sister calling me. She says, hey, I need you to go in the basement to check this printer to make sure I'm getting like the right stuff for it or whatever. And I was like, oh, great. So I go down there. And of course, me being crazy as I am, I said, please, Barb, for the love of God, I'm just out here for a second. I will leave as soon as I'm done. Just don't do anything crazy. And I go and check it. I send her a picture, tell her everything she needs. And as I'm getting down, because it was on top of a top shelf and I was on the step stool, as I was getting down, a box next to it fell and nearly hit me in the head. And I looked at it and I was like, okay, that's weird. And me being skeptical, but also a believer, I went to make sure that the shelf is not rocking. And I looked and I could see the dust scraped off, like somebody shoved it from behind. And I turned around, I thought I saw a shadow. And I instantly just ran up the stairs. I scraped myself a few times on the wooden stairs because I was scrambling. I was falling a few times. I was petrified. So I took the puppy, and it was snowing outside. I sat outside for over an hour, and my sister came back. She's like, what are you doing? I said, I am not going in that damn house ever again. You are not letting me. I am not going back in there. You're not going to make me. And since then, nothing's happened to her. She's moved out of there. But she did have one weird occurrence, which could be, of course, a coincidence. She met this lady on the plane. And the lady told her name was Barb, which is weird because not many people are named that. Their name's Barbara, but they don't really go by Barb. I don't know. So she thought that was weird. But now she tries to say, oh, I think it's just an energy. I don't really know if it's a spirit. Like, she's atheist, but like she still couldn't come up with a reason behind science to explain this. I'm like, Victoria, admit that this was a ghost, something like that. It's not scientific energy matter of electrons or whatever the hell it is. Like, face the facts. So yeah, so she's had weird things happen to her. I have other stories, but yeah, I'll call in whenever I get the chance. Love the show. Y'all are doing great. Sorry if this is all over the place. Yeah, I hope you have a great day.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.